Well, welcome to our Christmas service and our candle lighting service, such a special day today. And so I'd actually like to start with a Christmas story. And it goes like this. From the very beginning of time, there was a promise and a hope that there would be one who would come, who would show the way, one who would be a light in the darkness, who would be inseparable from the Creator, and by their very being would express the truth of human existence. It had been prophesied from times of old that there would be a child born who would rightfully inherit the kingdom, one who, by their very nature, would bring peace, balance, harmony, tranquility, and serenity to this world and to all whom they encountered. The world yearned for this coming, the birth of this child, a fulfilled promise. All the earth and heavens yearned for the coming of this child. Wise men foretold and saw the signs in the heavens, for indeed it was to come to pass that a child would be born. A holy child, filled with knowing, a child filled with love and understanding, one worthy to inherit the kingdom in this earth, one whom by their very being would bring love, and by their very existence would bring understanding of who they truly are and where they truly dwell. The world and even the heavens yearned for the birth of this child, the Christ child, for the universe would not be complete, nor would the world ever be the same again. So it came to pass, in the perfection and fulfillment of time, that this child was brought forth into the world. This child was announced by the angels of heaven that had fulfilled the promise had come, for God had become humanity. A new star appeared in the heavens, for a great soul, a master, had been born into this world. And then, in the innocence and wonder of this new experience, you took your very first breath. We are each born of that Christ and have that Christ spark, that Christ principle, that Christ presence within us. Nestled within us is always that Christ presence. It is a presence of love and a presence of oneness, a presence of truth and of light, and it is the very essence of who we are. It is where we have come from, and it is what we have come here on this planet to be. You, each one of you, are the embodiment of that Christ light. Each one of us is that light of God clothed in human form, here having this human experience. And when our human self, when our human sense of self gives way to that realization of our own divine essence, of our own divine potential as the core of who we are, then the Christ is born in us. And so Ernest Holmes in the Science of Mind textbook speaks to that. He says, Christ is universal idea, and each one, quote, puts on the Christ to the degree that he surrenders a limited sense of life to the divine realization of wholeness and unity with good, with spirit, with God. So we give way to that Christ presence out of the realization that there is no separation, that the core and the essence, that very fabric, the texture, all that God is, lives within our hearts and within our souls as the very essence of who we are and where we've come from. And so Jesus, the Christed one, that man Jesus who lived 2,000 years ago, was called the light of the world. He was called the bringer of the light of God. He was called Christos, which means the illumined one. He was called those things because he realized that presence of that infinite one that indwelled him, that there was no separation or distinction. It was within him and all around him that he lived in the kingdom here and now. And so it is from that realization that he brought peace to calm the seas, It was out of that realization that he brought harmony and wholeness and balance to heal the sick. It was out of that realization that he brought love and acceptance and inclusion into this world as the very core of his ministry and what he stood for. His realization of that light within him allowed him to bring that light into this world in a way that it possibly had never been here before. And so at this time of year, Christmas time, we see depictions of light all over the place. We see Christmas lights lining rooftops and on Christmas trees. We see it in the many different traditions and religions, in the lighting of the candles of the menorah, in the lighting of candles in the Hindu temple where that light is representative of goodness. We see it in the lighting of candles here today in our candle lighting ceremony that we're going to have. We see that light in the celebration of the winter solstice that is this coming Wednesday, that is a celebration of the return of the light, that the darkness has not overtaken, but the light is coming in a greater and greater way now than before. We see it represented, like I said, in the trees and the houses and the sparkly ornaments and the sparkly Christmas paper and ribbons that all reflect that light. It's all around us this time of year. And those are all reminders for us, reminders that the light is present, reminders that when we look to the light, that it somehow expands and flourishes and grows bigger within us when we look to the light. That when we look to the light, we awaken it within ourselves so that we too can bring it into this world in a way that brings good, in a way that brings healing and peace and harmony and blessings. We discover that light within us and that light that is all around us through communion. We discover the truth of oneness and the truth of that boundless love that is already present from communion, through prayer and meditation and spiritual mind treatment and whatever your spiritual practice looks like. We discover that through our spiritual practice. And out of that inner realization of the light, then we bring that light into the world through our hearts and through our actions and through our words and through the things that we do. And so we give way to that light of God, through our kindness and through our generosity, through caring for others, through forgiving, through compassion, and through selfless acts of service. We bring that light into the world and give way to that light through surrendering our pettiness, through surrendering our criticism and our judgment, instead surrendering into wisdom, instead surrendering into love, instead surrendering into compassion and the truth of oneness and the truth of the good that is always present. When we surrender into that presence, then we bring that light into our own experience and into the world. Then we act as that light. And so today, we look to the light and we awaken to the light, making room for it in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives. We look for it within ourselves and we look for it in each other and we look for that light in the stranger on the street. And we look for the light in every single one of our relationships, every place we go, in everything we do. We look for the light in every single one of our experiences, even the ones that are challenging. We look for the light everywhere we go. And so today, we will light candles in recognition of that light, remembering the light and celebrating the light that's always present, honoring the light that is within in us and within all of humanity, within everything. And so today, as we celebrate the tradition of Christmas, we celebrate the light in everyone and in everything. And so we begin our candle lighting service today. And so we join together this morning to honor the birth of the light in the man named Jesus, in humanity, in all traditions, in all hearts that are open to Spirit's illumination. We welcome the light of the divine and its expression within us and through us, in our lives, in us, and into the world. And so we begin this candlelighting ceremony today. We celebrate the light of Christmas. We celebrate the light within all spiritual paths. We celebrate the light that supports us as one human family in knowing our wholeness, in peace, in experiencing grace, and in expressing love. We celebrate our rich diversity of humanity and our one heart. For we know that when we are home in that presence of God, we are home. When we are home in that presence of God, we are home in our lives, and we are home in our community, and we are home in our world. For there we know that we are one. O cosmic light, in this silence take away the darkness of age. May we realize that Brahman, absolute reality, expresses itself in all that is, like a flame taking many shapes. We honor those who walk the path of Hinduism. We too feel the great Om of Spirit as it invites us to cultivate peace in our minds, peace in our hearts, and peace in the world.
From the compassion of the Dalai Lama, compassion and love are not mere luxuries. As the source, both inner and external peace, they are fundamental to the continual survival of our species. We honor those who walk in the path of Buddhism. Blessed by the power of the Spirit's illumination, we understand the truth of those who follow the teaching of Buddha in their quest for peace.
The beauty of the trees, the softness of the air, the fragrance of the grass speaks to me. The summit of the mountain, the thunder of the sky, the rhythm of the sea speaks to me. The faintness of the stars, the freshness of the morning, the dewdrop on the flower speaks to me. The strength of fire, the trail of the sun, the bounty of the earth, they speak to me. We honor indigenous people, those who walk the path of the Great Spirit. Let us, each to the other, be a gift, as is the buffalo. Let us be meat to nourish each other, that we may all grow.
I will follow the shepherd of peace. My bifocals are not working right here. I will follow the shepherd of peace, guided by the star of wisdom, to the birth of Christ consciousness. The light of love illuminates all who walk the path of Christianity. I honor those who walk the path of Jesus. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
He is the one God, the creator, the initiator, the designer. To him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and the earth glorify him. He is the Almighty, most wise, and the all-beneficent. We honor those who walk the path of Islam. May you be blessed by the love of Allah.
God is found in nature, and he is found in the miraculous. But he is neither the laws of nature, nor is he the miracle. He is found in matter, and he is found in spirit. But he is neither matter nor spirit. He is found in heaven, and he is found on earth. But he is neither heaven nor earth. He is found in the soul and in the body, in form and in matter. He is found in the soul and in the body, in form and in matter, in the righteous and in the wicked, in the light and in the darkness, in the existence and in the absence of existence. He is found in all things and in all opposites, yet he is none of them. At the point where all of these opposites converge, look there for God. We honor those who walk the path of Judaism. That is why God's name is peace. And when each retains its own uniqueness, yet all converge in peace, there dwells God.
There is a thing inherent and natural which existed before heaven and earth. It stands alone and never changes. It infuses everything and never becomes exhausted. I do not know its name. I call it the Tao and name it supreme. Its essence is light. We honor those who follow the Tao. The Tao follows its intrinsic nature, peace and light.
I am the all in all, from which all proceedeth. With my mind, with thy mind and understanding fixed firmly upon me, thou shall come to me. By whatever path you seek, you shall find me. We respect and honor our brothers and sisters walking all spiritual paths. True spirit lies beyond the realm of the visible. In each, there is a spark able to kindle new fires of peace and light and love. Today, we are reminded that within each resides the Christ, the Buddha, the Atman presence, the presence itself. We were born to be conscious, to know our true nature. It is that of the divine within us, our perfect whole self, which today we recognize in all life. We are one in spirit, one in the light. We are home. And so as we light our candles today, let us consciously call forward the fullness of the divine. We light candles as reminders that the eternal light of God is ever present within us, within all life, within all of humankind. And so I invite Barbara and David to come forward to light their candles from this God candle. And from them, we each light our candles as a symbol of that eternal light of God that surrounds us and that is within us. And just a little 21st century reminder, the person next to you will have their candle lit. Take your unlit candle and lead it into the lit candle, and that way we won't drip wax on the floor. Take that light from your candle, representative of that infinite light of God, and take it into your heart space, knowing that it dwells there forever. For this light is the light of God, the light that you were born out of, the light that you are here being. And so when you're ready, I invite you to extinguish your candle.